now Congress is abdicating to this commission. And without any guidelines, without any instructions, they're telling them to make rules, 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 and these rules have the force of law, and they're turning the Federal Communications Commission into some kind of instrument for social change and social revolution and the implementing of these various social demands of the leftist and the liberal pressure group that we have in this country. And before a man can get a license to communicate in a means of communication, all manner of things are now going to be required by the Federal Communications Commission. That crowd last night, ladies and gentlemen, when they saw the facts and we read from the law to them, they were fit to be tied. They want that Federal Communications Commission disposed of. They want to get rid of the thing. People want to be able to hear. And the fact that we've been blocked out, it's been months and months since my voice has been heard there in the state of Maryland. And here are two radio stations in Baltimore, a Monday a week ago, put Dr. McIntyre back on the air. And the state of Maryland last night just stood and applauded, and they cheered, and the young people were clapping, and I congratulated the state of Maryland for having two radio stations in it that were willing to permit Dr. McIntyre to get on as a preacher and preach the gospel and apply the great commandments of God to the moral conditions of the nation in which we live. The grassroots, the people out in the countries and the villages, by the way, we had two newspaper reporters there from the county areas, the county papers, and afterwards they interviewed me at great length. And now these country county papers are going to give the story. And they'll have a story in those rolling hills of western Maryland where these dear farmers are out there and these people who love liberty. And they're near the, well, they're in a great historical area. You can't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, Virginia and Maryland, Pennsylvania and Delaware through this area. You can't go anywhere but what you've got all these people that love the history and the great historic events that have taken place on their soil. Folks, give me liberty or give me death. Now, before we have our prayer, I do want to say that I've been unaware of the developments at all, but we find now that the Senate committee yesterday was conducting hearings on this abortion question, and they had three of the Roman Catholic cardinals. This thing has been kept quiet. I hadn't seen anything about it. They're closing it out today, but I want everybody to know that Dr. McIntyre stands for a constitutional amendment that will protect the life of the unborn baby. And we've got to nullify that Supreme Court decision which permits an abortion on demand up to 3 months, killing the little baby. And I'm for a constitutional amendment that will nullify that Supreme Court and protect, ladies and gentlemen, that Supreme Court decision, and protect, ladies and gentlemen, the right of an unborn baby to be born and be a decent human being. And all the people said amen. Last evening, when we talked about getting prayer and Bible reading back in school, they applauded and they applauded. We need an amendment to put prayer and Bible reading back in school. We need an amendment to nullify the Supreme Court decision on abortion. We need an amendment to make possible capital punishment as it used to be across this nation. We need a lot of amendments right now that deal with moral issues, and with the standards that you and I have come to love because we have had these ideals taught us by our fathers and our mothers, and out of the blessed Bible, which is indeed the Word of God. And all the people said, amen. Now, we took up a wonderful offering last night. The people really responded. And I'm going to have to take up an offering across the country now. And next week, we're going to be appealing for a special offering just for the First Amendment mark. But I do want to say to you people, we have not yet gone over the top in our Christmas offering. The difficulties we've had and the repression of our broadcast and the silencing of that program across the eastern seacoast here has hurt us tremendously. And the forces that have tried to silence Dr. McIntyre's voice are rejoicing in the fact that McIntyre hasn't got all the funds that he needed for his Christmas offering. But I want you people to stand by. We're out here fighting. We're fighting. Like every honorable, decent Christian ought to fight for moral standards and for the rights of babies to live. And here, ladies and gentlemen, for the rights of the preachers to preach to this country. One of the preachers, well, we had the different preachers speaking last night, and it was thrilling, Folks, you're going to see something in Washington when the people get down to Washington and they ask that the rights of free speech be returned to the preachers and to the radio stations, and that the First Amendment rights of the press, free speech, free press, free radio and TV. And folks, this Federal Communications Commission should have no authority in any way, shape, or form, directly or indirectly, to influence or determine what the people of the country will hear. That's our business, what we want to hear. It's not the business of the Nixon administration, and I'm laying the burden at the feet of the Nixon administration. It was Dean Burke who led in this mischief, and now he's got his one foot in the White House, and he's going over there to be the counselor of the president, and things are going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to rise up, or else we are literally finished. By the way, I said I was going to read you this prayer for Congress, but with these developments, I'm going to postpone it till Monday. But I do want to read you from the Communist Daily World. We get it, of course, and that's the way you keep up with what the communists are really doing. Former Swedish ambassador to Chile, Harold Edelstam, noting that the fascist junta is very sensitive to critics from abroad, announced at a press conference he will tour the U.S. for 8 weeks to speak on the crimes committed against the Chilean people. So here comes this Swedish ambassador who was sent from Sweden down there to the communist regime. Now he's going to speak across the United States in support of the communist interest down in Chile. Speaking at a press conference held at the Community Church on East 35th Street, this is New York City, he gave reporters a detailed description of the events surrounding the fascist overthrow of the Constitutional Popular Unity government last September 11th, and his struggles to secure the lives of hundreds of anti-fascists seeking refuge from fascist murderers in foreign embassies. Now, the reason I tell you that is, I did mention on the radio that we've just gotten the word that the World Council of Churches has put up $600,000 to take care of these so-called refugees from the fascist murderers in Chile. The World Council of Churches put up also a similar sum of money to pay for the invasion of these communists into Chile. The communist world sent them in there as refugees, and now that the regime in Chile has taken over, which has stopped the communizing of the whole country, and now the World Council of Churches is using church money to take the communists out and send them to Algeria and to southern Africa and to other countries scattered around the world. Now, here's another interesting story I'm reading from the Communist Daily World, which is the communist publication in New York City, New Delhi. George MacGeorge Bundy, head of the Ford Foundation, was escorted by security men out of a meeting here on February the 9th. The learned professor was expounding on the changing international order when some students rose to a point of order and asked him why he was discussing disengagement on the Golan Heights and not the new U.S. engagement in Diego Garcia, the new naval base the U.S. is setting up in the Indian Ocean. Thereafter, question after question was fired at Bundy, covering a wide range of issues like the U.S. alert of its forces last year, American policy tilt toward Pakistan, dispatch of 7th Fleet Task Force to the Bay of Bengal at the height of the Bangladesh Liberation War, and support of Israeli aggression. Pandemonium broke loose after Bundy was asked why infected wheat fit for pigs had been sent to India under U.S. auspices. Several youths stormed the platform, took hold of the microphone, Bundy was taken out of the meeting while the youth chanted, "Down, down, U.S. imperialism, Americans quit Indian Ocean, ugly American, go home." Now here's your communist uprising in India attacking McGeorge Bundy, calling the United States the imperialist, and here is your regular, well-established communist action among the youth. Here it is. He wasn't permitted to speak there in New Delhi. Now, that's the sort of thing that's rising across the world, and folks, it's communism. It's communism. It's radical, revolutionary communism. Anti-USA. And it's rising, and the more we get of it, the more wheat we sell, the more we finance, the more we provide the dollars the communists need in Russia to build themselves stronger and to get more foreign currency so they can support these revolutionary movements that are out to destroy the United States of America. I just read you two stories, ladies and gentlemen, from the Communist Daily World, Wednesday, March 6, 1974, published in New York City. Now, you do not get news stories of this kind. You're not being told in the regular news press of this country what the communists are doing and how they're carrying on this anti-U.S. attack. No, no, you don't get it. I pointed out last night that the Voice of America, financed by the Congress of the United States, according to a story that appeared yesterday in the Baltimore Sun, the Voice of America is not reporting to the communist world Solzhenitsyn's book. They're doing it in France. They're doing it in the Netherlands. But the Voice of America is not reporting Solzhenitsyn's book and what he said. And here it is that the Voice of America, financed by American dollars, is keeping silent on what Solzhenitsyn has said so that we won't further aggravate the communists. And the price of this detente is repression of faith. The price of this coexistence with Russia to please them and to pamper them and to satisfy them is to keep from telling the world what Solzhenitsyn has been saying. And if you want to know my opinion, and it's more than just an opinion, but I want to express it, the one reason that Dr. McIntyre has been silent, and one of the major reasons that radio station WXUR was put off the air, and that we're moving down the road to where the radio stations of this country will program now to the satisfaction of the Federal Communications Commission so they'll stay out of trouble, it is that Dr. McIntyre is a strong Bible-believing Christian who's lifting his voice against the communists. I'm an anti-communist, and every Christian should be. And every American should not approve of financing the slavery that the communists are bringing to pass on the face of this earth. There are moral issues of the highest order at this point. Now, God bless you, every one of you. Now you're going to have to get to your congressman, every one of you. You're going to have to get to your senators, every one of you. The beautiful letter here from Pastor Don Faulkner of the Dixieland Baptist Church in Lakeland, Florida. Dear Dr. McIntyre, on the other side of this letter is a copy of a reply received from Florida Senator Lawton Child. As you recall, I sent you a copy about 6 weeks ago of letters I wrote to all Florida senators in Washington, and thus far, the only representative from the state that I've heard from is Child. It seems interesting to me that my walking senator has not had time, according to his own letter, to make up his mind how he desires to go on what he calls this complex situation. Please be assured that we are praying for you and we're listening to you every day. I would appreciate being put on your mailing list to receive your latest materials, especially in reference to this great struggle for our free speech. In closing, God bless you is my sincere prayer. And then on the back, we have a letter to him addressed on the stationery of the United States Senate. And the senator concludes, "I am continuing to study this complex issue before I decide precisely what action is desirable." And I'm afraid that's an attitude of a lot of And that means with this bill coming into the House now that gives the FCC more power, more authority, more control, broader areas of action they haven't been in before. That's why this thing has got to be faced now by every single liberty-loving citizen of the United States of America. I want to invite all of you, please, to come to Washington on the first week. It's April the 6th. That'll be Palm Sunday. Michigan, we're counting on you. The only trouble is so many of you out there that don't get to hear us anymore. We want a big delegation to come, if you will, from Grand Rapids. It'll be very important that you'll be there. And we'll be singling you out, of course. And then the folks from all down through the South, Tennessee is coming. You people from way out in the West, we want some folks from Hawaii. We want some folks from, of course, California. We know that some are coming. But you can fly in, or you can come by bus. This will be the first time in the history of this nation that there's been a great rally in Washington in which the grassroots people are demanding that they be given back the constitutional guaranteed right of free speech. Free speech. And we're there also in support of the press. The press is in trouble. We're going to get a decision now from the Supreme Court that could very easily clamp down upon the press the same fairness doctrine which has resulted in the repression of speech all over the place. And there are forces, powerful forces, that want the newspapers of the world to be strangled in these areas. And that's exactly what it'll be. And when some judge or some federal body can tell a newspaper that you've got to print this and you've got to print that, and takes away the liberty of the editors to run their own papers and enjoy the First Amendment, we're finished. We're finished. And remember, it was a free press that exposed the Watergate. And last night I said that we wanted the press of this country to be free to expose anything. Let's have a free press which will focus its headlines and its headlights on corruption wherever it can be uncovered. And we must not have these pressures that will limit a free press. Now, here I am, a preacher of the gospel, carrying a great burden of freedom in my country at the present time. Please, all of you, come forward now and help us. Now, these radio stations that are carrying this program right now, every one of them ought to be given a hand. And when I saw an audience of several hundred people stand up last night in a high school auditorium and applaud, and the young people began to whistle because the state of Maryland had two radio stations in it that were willing to let Dr. McIntyre's voice be heard in the state of Maryland. And then when the manager of that station was singled out as being present there, they gave him an ovation. People want free speech. People want the right to hear. People want to know, and they don't want repression to keep information from them. It was pointed out last night that I can't mention names. I can't identify these organizations. My speech has been limited. And I'm not able to tell you people. I can talk about foreign organizations and foreign personages. That's been eliminated from the fairness doctrine. But when you come inside the boundaries of the United States right now, our speech has been taken away from us. We're not free to tell you people what we would like to tell you and to identify certain developments in our country which we would like to identify for you on the radio and the TV. But it cannot be done. And it's the Nixon administration. Dean Burch is the main leader of it that brought about the death of radio station WSUR. And the people all through this area, 5 million of them, have been denied the right to hear. And Sam Ervin, God bless that good senator down there that's had the courage to speak out in our defense. And Sam Ervin said that the death of that radio station denied to the station its First Amendment right. These radio stations ought to be free, just like the newspaper. I'm telling you, folks, it's a disaster. It's serious. It's dangerous. We're in the last line of battle within our country. And if the newspapers lose their right of free press now, and they could very easily do it by a Supreme Court decision, and if the Congress goes ahead and passes the bill that Mr. Harley Steigers and his committee are presenting to them now, we're just about finished. That's what it is. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Would you write me today? I'm Carl McIntyre, 20th Century Reformation Hour, Collingswood, New Jersey. Now I'll give you the Monday. I'll give you the list. We're setting up meetings in North Carolina and South Carolina and all through these areas. My men are going out. Jim Nichols is going around. Wes Auger's out preaching. And folks, we'd like to just preach and preach and preach and tell the people that we've got to get on our knees, get back to God. We need a revival. And this great march in Washington, the First Amendment march, to start the revival that we long to see in this country.
Write to the program through the local committee. That way, your contribution payable to the 20th Century Reformation Hour will be used for broadcast use on this station. That's Box 962 in Billings, Montana.